Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sometimes she's here, you can take a break. From a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Difficulties. So just give me a second and I will introduce him to you. But you are listening to Bonnie Albers On Air, and I am Bonnie Albers. I'm a spirit psychic medium. I'm a nurse. I am a legal nurse consultant. I'm a counselor and a life coach. And I am so happy to bring this all to you. And I love our shows because we get to speak and interact with the audience. We get to chat. We get to see you in chat. And I actually get to tell you everything that's on my mind and answer some of your questions that I hope help you in your way on life. So again, I'm Bonnie Albers, and you can reach me. I have a webpage. It's www.bonniealbersonair.com. And there you can see everything I do and what I offer. I do readings and then I do counseling. You'll see all my shows. They're actually posted there. I am also on YouTube, Bonnie Albers on Air. Please subscribe to my channel. And I love my channel. I just haven't put anything new up because you got to have your hair done and your face all perfect. And sometimes I get up and I've got so much stuff to do that I don't quite love that look. So you won't see me every day, but you will start seeing me a lot sooner. Don't you laugh, Bob. I hear you laughing. Hi, Bob.
Hello.
I want everyone to know before we get into talking to Bob, this is Bob Brown. You're listening to, he is also a radio host on the show right after mine on Wednesday, Over the Rainbow. He is a medium psychic. He's from the UK. He belongs to a paranormal group, and I am so happy to bring him here today to talk with all of you. And he's just such a nice guy. I think I tell Bob every time I talk to him, I see the Pope's hat above his head. Hi, Bob.
Hello.
How
it's so
are you?
Nice. I've been so looking forward to coming on your show.
You're
so sweet.
You know,
we had a few difficult problems last time, but we're over that. And I'm
here. Oh, yeah. I am so happy.
To be on your beautiful show.
Thank you. And I want you to tell everybody before we actually start with some audience participation, and we've got a large audience here today, but I want everybody to know what you do. I know that you just joined a paranormal team and you're their medium, but I want you to tell everybody what you do. What are your talents and how you use them? And you've got center stage here, Bob, because usually I don't give it up, so I'm giving it to you.
I love it. Well, I'm a psychic medium. I help people. I give messages. I'm a psychic healer as well. I heal people. I do absent healing around the world.
Wow.
I've joined a paranormal investigation team. We've got a couple of projects in the line for future days. What's going to be really blow a few people's minds away. It's going to be very interesting. I've got a web page called www.bobbrownovertherainbow.weebly.com. And you will find I do readings on there. It's all set up there. It tells you a little bit about myself, where I was born and what I've done in my time. I've done lots of things in my time. I've been a rugby player.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Built a children's entertainer at a holiday camp in the 1980s.
Wow.
Well, I love that. I really love working with children and entertaining them as well.
Bob, aren't you a nurse?
Yes, I've been a nurse as well. I've worked down London for 10 years doing nursing work. And then eventually I came back to what I call sunny Bridlington. That's where I live. Very near the ocean. Well, it's the North Sea, in fact. It's a very cold sea. It takes a lot of warming up during the year. But I live about 500 yards away from the sea.
Wow.
So it's a little walk down to the seafront every morning, and it's absolutely wonderful. Wow. I enjoy my work. I like to help people from any walks of life in the world. Anybody can get in touch with me on Facebook, leave a message, and I will get back to them. Just to chat, if they want to ask a question or anything like that about being a psychic medium and how do you start out in the field. Well, many years ago when I was about 4 or 5, I used to see spirit. And
I love that.
Yeah, a lot of children talk to spirit, and then people think you're a bit strange, but you're not really. You can see
them,
they can.
Did you ever have imaginary friends, Bob?
Oh, yes, I've had loads of them.
You know what I always said when people say, oh, well, we frown on the imaginary friends? I used to say, well, hey, you don't have to spend a lot of money on food or entertainment because, see, you can entertain them for a lot cheaper than real friends.
Well, you can. That's so true as well. You can have lots of fun because you can communicate with them. They get back to you. And it's, I think it's fun, and it's a learning process. Many times when you're a child, there's many times when you grow up to about 11, 12, maybe a bit older, it goes off for you a little bit. If spirit leaves you a little bit or whatever, and it takes something in your life to fetch you back together again.
Absolutely. You know, I have to say, since you've said that, now I'm going to just jump right in here. My friend wrote a book, and it's taken from the form of different types of times and slots in your life. And what she said is that she called them soul windows. Her name is Susan Rich, and she wrote the book Soul Windows. And what she says is between 0 and 7, you have your mind is so open to spirit, and you still haven't really put your feet planted down on this physical plane yet, totally.
Yeah.
But about 10 years old, and that's what you're kind of saying, 10 to 12, we kind of have our foot down on the earth's surface, and spirit kind of leaves us at that time. And that's why they say children see spirit so much easier and actually can communicate a lot easier because there's no ego barriers at that point either. So I love that.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. And it takes something. What happened to me, a friend of mine, her husband died, and she said, I've heard of these spiritual churches. Is there one in Briglington? I said, of course there is. I will take you. And I got back into it again, and it was something simple like that. She went, but she was expecting a message straight away, and I said, look, they grieve as much as what you grieve, and when you stop grieving, they will come through.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You just got to bide your time, and eventually they will come through, and they'll be in contact with you, and you'll get a message, and it'll be saying that everything's all right, all the pain has gone, got no more grief, but I'm so happy you're getting on with your life, and just carry on. You know, I'll be always here by your side if you ever need me.
Absolutely.
And that's what got me back into it again.
Wow.
Strange how you get back in, and that was maybe 20 odd years ago.
Oh my goodness.
Strange how things go back into you again, and I've never looked back since, really. It's helped me in the past, you know, when things you've had trouble in life, or you've been on your own, or something's gone wrong, and spirit's there to help you.
Absolutely. I don't know if, Bob, this happens to you, or though, you know, I say that you can't read yourself, but I always try. But it's interesting.
Yes.
How do you feel? Do you feel you can actually be accurate with yourself?
Not always, because sometimes you're thinking, and you get a message for yourself sometimes, I do, and then it turns out to be wrong. And I think, well, I don't know about that then. So sometimes, and then other times, it focuses. If I focus really hard, it will guide me to do things.
Wow. I'll tell you what I feel, and then we're going to go to the – I'm hoping that you – usually I take a lot longer to get to the phone lines, but today our show's only an hour.
That's
so
okay.
I want to get to the phone lines. But what I do want to tell you is that when I try reading myself, what happens is I already know what outcome I want. So I kind of convince myself sometimes that that's what Spirit's saying. And so that's why I love when our community all gets together and helps each other, because I feel like I can read myself, but sometimes I just override what that Spirit is telling me. So they have a heck of a time with me.
I can imagine so as well.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Bob, if you're ready. And another thing I want everybody to know, that that you have a radio show also, and that's how you and I met, actually. I am going to be on your radio show next Wednesday at 3 o'clock, right
that's
after mine.
Correct.
Yeah. So tell me about how you got started real quickly with the radio show. Why you put one on?
It was through another friend of mine, Wanda Gussmann in Germany,
mm-hmm.
is a singer.
I love Wanda.
She's been singing for a long, long time, done all the shows in Germany and been on a lot of programs in round Europe, in fact. And I went on her show a few times and she kept saying to me, Bob, you need to have your own show. And I kept putting it off. So one evening, she said, will you ring me a minute? So I thought, oh, yeah, she wants an advice or something. So I rang up. She said, I want you to go on Blog Talk Radio now, and you're going to sign up tonight.
Oh, Wanda, I love you, girlfriend. I'm supposed to be on Wanda's show next Tuesday also, but the only problem is I could only do one show, and I know that you had asked me first, and I have a doctor's appointment, I think, that day on Tuesday, and I don't want to make her, you know, it's iffy if I can even do my show. So I it's just a checkup, everyone, so please don't. Between April and June, I always have, and I think I told you this the last week, I have like a tune-up. Even though I'm only 17, I need my pipes tuned. So that's what I usually
do.
That's what I usually do, and I take my same thing with my family. And so if it's between like April and middle of June, I really, you know, sometimes my shows seem like they're scattered, but they're really not. It's actually intentional. I'm just tuning up my pipes and the rest of my family's pipes also. So
I
love that.
The world of good.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I love this. Well, you know what I want to tell you, and then I'm going to let you talk to our audience. But I have to tell you, this is so funny. So I went to the doctor. He's my cardiologist. I've had one for a long time. And even though I maybe can't, you know, since I'm so young, I've had him for a long time. And what's funny is I said to him, his wife is metaphysical, so I, of course, love that. But all of a sudden, spirit showed me pipes. They showed me his heart and pipes. So I said to him, he goes, well, how do you think I'm doing? And I said, oh, don't worry. Your pipes are real clean. And I think he turned purple. And I looked at him and I said, oh, honey, not those pipes. If they were going to show me that, I would let you know. But anyway, that's why I said pipes clean. So anyway, I know nobody wants to hear what I have to say at this point because they hear me all the time. But I am going... So go ahead, because I interrupted you. So you ended up with the show that night, and what is the what you love your show, and you bring beautiful, wonderful guests.
I do. And what happened was, she said, "When do you want to start it?" And I thought, "Oh God!" I said, "In 2 weeks, Wanda." I didn't know what day to say or whatever. And she came on my first show.
Oh, that is wonderful, wonderful. Everyone, Wanda also has a show. I think it's at 4 o'clock on Tuesday.
Yeah, she has a show on Tuesdays called Life is So Beautiful.
Oh, I love that. Life is So Beautiful, everyone, at 4 o'clock, Blog Talk Radio with Wanda Gussmann. She will be a guest here also.
Yeah, and the song what she puts on beginning is called Life is So Beautiful. She'll tell you how she wrote the song as well when you meet her.
Oh, that's so nice. I'm so happy she made you put your show on because now I have a show to go to. So, you know, Bob, it's always about me. So I hope that you're ready to take your first caller. Actually, I'll help you out. So we'll take our first caller.
Yeah.
415, you're on with Bob and Bonnie. Bonnie and Bob, that sounds really good. Hi.
It does, doesn't it?
Hi. Hi. Who are we speaking with?
Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. How are you today?
Good. I wanted to check in. I haven't spoken to you for a couple of months, or maybe it was longer than that. Can I ask a question, or you just do cold readings, Bob?
No, you can ask a question as well.
Okay. So I feel really confident on how I'm guided by spirit in all areas of my life, except for what I'm learning is the finance part. So... you know, when I look at the bank balance, or really more, I'm like, I've been living off this credit card that's not due till October, but you know, that kind of concerns me. So I want to start bringing more money in, and you know, whatever the missing link there is, or I don't know. I don't think it's a missing link, but something, I don't know. So whatever you see. Yeah, anything related to that.
Right.
Bob, I'm going to hold off on this one until you're done, because I have spoken. I think because Spirit's given me the same message they gave me the last time. So I'm going to let you start, and then I'm going to end that message. So
that's no problem at all. Yeah, what I'm getting about it is, you know, I've been worried about money for quite a while now. You know, what you do sometimes, instead of doing your finances and working it all out, things tend to go out very quickly, but nothing coming back in again. But I can see money coming back in the future. It's what you've got to do now is just reel in a little bit, and money will flow to you. What you need to do is, look at the other finances and what you spent on in the past. And move on. There's something round the corner for you. Do you know somebody called Kathleen?
Not offhand that I could think of.
Right, because this lady is coming in. I don't know if it's a grandma from quite a while back, but she's coming around you to give you support because you've been worried out of your skin about things. You just can't put things together at the moment, can you?
Well, yeah, I don't get it. So, yeah, so I don't know if, like, I was like, am I not hearing to do? I mean, I do a lot of effort. I follow a lot of inspired action.
Yeah, well, that's what you want to do is sit down and write out things what you want to do in your life. Every night, write something down, and this will give you the answers what you've been looking for.
Jessica?
Yeah.
Hello. Mm-hmm.
Hi. Can I just interject here? I so agree. Bob's just such a cool guy, and there is somebody around you looking to give you help. But I do have to tell you, and it's a female figure. Do you have? He's saying Kathleen. So if you don't know a Kathleen, and they're not with us anymore. Do you have a grandmother named Kathleen?
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, it's
so
passed
what,
over.
Mm-hmm. What he's saying is he's seeing somebody passed over. But I'll tell you, as soon as you got on the phone, and Bob, I'm going to let you speak in just a second. But as soon as you got on the phone, I'm picking up. And I know that you are doing everything you can. I can feel it. And you're in a quandary as to what more. What they're giving me is, and you know, I'm only giving you what Spirit's giving me because, you know, I don't know what you're doing. But the first thing that came to my spirit guide was saying to me is this. They said something about advertising, that you're advertising not the right place. So I don't know if you're advertising or you're not advertising, but they're saying it all boils down to advertising. And so what I would, you know, when people, yes, you know, when you think about advertising and what you're doing, he's telling you to sit down and write something every night. Maybe what you need to do, and I know you have a strategy and a plan. I know I could feel it from you. You're pretty organized. Mm. And I know that you have done your homework, but there's a piece missing, and it has to do with, a link that's the advertising part of it. Somewhere you're not hitting, and that's what they're wanting you to do. As soon as you start, and your flow is coming, because you've put everything out there, but you've kind of stopped at one place, and they're showing me that you've stopped because either financially you can't do more or that you're stumped about where to go next. And either way, the flow is going to start because you're going to put the effort and the energy towards that. But how much advertising are you doing?
Well, it's funny that you bring that up, because I have been thinking about that a lot lately, of like, where can I put myself out there? Because I have recently, I have been guided to delete my Facebook account, my Facebook fan page, because it was crap. It wasn't even my target market, and it was a waste of time. So I deleted that. I've been feeling really good about that. And then I've been thinking, okay, well, where, what's next? I serve an upscale market. So I have been sending invitations through LinkedIn, but I still feel like there needs to be somewhere else, but I'm not really sure.
Absolutely, so, Jessica. Absolutely. I can see it. And what they're showing me, and then I'm going to ask Bob, because maybe he'll be able to piece in the link here. They're showing me like pages flipping back and forth, flipping back.
I just got that too when you were just. I just got an idea of where I need to advertise, but then it means the money for that.
Yeah,
that's
well,
what you're talking about, right?
Yeah,
something flipping.
Yeah.
I know exactly what magazine I need to be in now.
Yeah. Well, I hope I've helped you.
I'll have to bring the money.
I know.
Sorry,
go
on.
Well,
it's just a missing link.
Yeah.
What's happened there? And once you get that link together, it'll all pan out, and you'll go from greater and greater. What we're saying is, when you do start to advertise or do something in that area, you will get rewarded.
Jessica, you know exactly what to do. I can feel your mind, girlfriend, and you are good. You know what you need to do. You just needed to call us to unjumble it, but you know where you need to be, yes.
Yes, it's all jumbled up at the moment, but it will make sense later.
She's already got it. I can feel it. She already knows where she needs to be, don't you, Jessica?
Well, I need to figure out how to get myself in there, because it's several hundred dollars to get an ad, you know? So is this, I mean, silly question here, but like I said, I've been living off a credit card. It's not technically due till October, but, you know,
Correct. It's
getting close to the limit. So should I be concerned about that? Or can I just, I mean, I kind of want the freedom to just say, well, no, you don't have to worry about it. But I do feel a little concerned about that. So, you know, plus I'm supposed to be gathering money to move. So that's the other element.
Yes, I see where you're coming from there as well. It's a choice you've got to make. But are you wanting to move first?
Jessica?
Wanting to move first before you start your business up?
Well, I've been working in my business. I can't move until my business takes off. So it's one of those things.
Here's what I'm hearing, Jessica, and I know you're not going to love it, and I don't love it either, because you want to have that money flowing before you say, oh.
Exactly.
Here's what I'm hearing. It takes money to make money. So if I were you, I would put the resources that you know where it needs to be, and because you cannot get this business started the way you want to unless the advertising is done. You can keep crawling and crawling and crawling. It's not going to come until you put some of your resources, and I know it's scary, but in order to be able to pay those credit cards by October, and I believe you will, I don't know how much you have on them, but I see that you're going to have money flow. You've got to put out, they're saying to make money, you've got to put out money. And so to me, I would be taking whatever I had to do to get this business rolling. And if it takes a couple $100, I would be putting that where I could in order to see results from it. Because, you know, here's a good example. my and I'm going to use my sister as an example. She has a great business and it's fabulous. And in fact, I want her to talk to Bob because I'm too not objective. But in order for her to pay the rent and do all that, she has to work another job. But just think about that. If you're working another job to get one of your businesses going, then what's going to suffer is the business you're creating. So for me, I'm seeing the same scenario. You've got to put the money out at the right places at the right time to be able to get this business moving. And once you do that, everything will fall into place.
I actually don't like, you know, you were saying, oh, you're not going to like this. I'm actually fine with that guidance. I thought I was kind of holding back, cringing a little bit, because I thought you were going to say, go get a job.
Oh, no.
I've done that route a million times, and that has not worked for me.
No, I don't suggest it, because I wish my sister could quit the job, because I believe that if you have your own business, you've got to throw everything into it, because when you don't, it goes to half one and half the other, and really that's not a good way to start. So I love what you're doing, but you got to put a little bit more of your finances into where it's going to make a difference, and that's really all my advice that I can give you, Jessica.
Yeah, that's so true as well. Money makes money.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
So you've got to do that, and if you do that, things will look up for you for the future.
Jessica!
I feel like
Jessica, believe in yourself. Believe in yourself and believe what you're doing. And it'll all come good.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for that. I always need to hear that.
We love you, Jessica. We love you.
Yeah,
and we
do.
Know you. And you're going to be successful. And when you're successful, even just keep us informed. Call me. You know, I just don't stay a stranger. And we wish you the best, and we know where you're going to do wonderful. You just have to, there's got to be some other ways to advertise, and you know where they are. So
yes.
Yeah.
The good news
come.
Is you do, yes.
Jessica,
thank you. You're very
come.
Supportive, Bonnie. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Every time.
Thank you, honey. I just, you know, if I see it, I see it. There are people who are going to tell you that they call the show, and I might be real supportive, but they're not getting the messages that they thought they were. But I am so happy to tell you, because I have been supportive of you. You have a great business. Spirit's showing me. You just need to get it off the ground. And you're wonderful, and you're a sweetheart, and you are very connected. Just never forget that.
Yeah. Thank you, both of you guys. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have
right.
a great day.
Bye.
You know what, Bob? So funny. I have not heard from Jessica for a long time, so I'm so happy that she called the show.
Well, I think she was meant to call in today as well, because she just wanted some advice, what to do, where to go, and how to do it.
Absolutely.
And she just wanted a bit to be confirmed. But the best way forward.
Absolutely. I am going to 904. You are on with, I can't wait to say this, Bob and Bonnie. Nope, Bonnie and Bob. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who are we speaking with?
Can you hear me
with?
Okay?
I can hear you fabulously.
My name is Patty.
Patty?
Yeah.
Hi, Patty. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Hanging in there, I guess you could say.
Well, wait a minute, Patty. Well, we're happy to hear this, but I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
What makes you happy? Did you hear my happy song? I want to know what makes you happy.
Oh, I guess being out of doors makes me happy. Today, that's what I'm trying to enjoy, just being in nature, watching the birds and things like that. So.
Well, do you want to hear something? That's what Spirit told me to ask you. So there has to be a reason, and I'll wait till you ask us the question. But I'm happy you're outside being happy, Patty. So how can Bob and I help you? Or wait, I can't say this. Me and Bob. No, Bob and I. Okay, make you happy.
It's okay. We don't have to worry about semantics.
Well, wait, I did it on purpose because Bonnie and Bob. Well, you know, I'm always first, so I have to have it my name first. Okay,
yes.
Go ahead, Patty.
Well, I have a similar question as the other young lady that you just spoke with, a business thing. I was going to rent this location for the marketing, which I've been in before years ago, so I've done business with people in the past. And there was a delay because the people in there previous to me, they were evicting, so I'd been quoted a rent price and everything, and my money's been really tight, and I'm kind of scrambling and borrowing from friends to get that going to begin with. And then I spoke with them today, and because there's been interest from other people, now they want to raise the rent on it. And so I just want to see if you see them being negotiable with me, or if it's even going to get off the ground, or should I start looking elsewhere?
Well, I know my answer, but I'm going to let Bob talk. Since Bob is the guest, I'm supposed to let him talk. So go ahead, Bob.
Okay. I was just so disappointed. I called them today, and I was just surprised they changed the price because they're usually
There's a reason.
That's what they do. Sometimes there's always a reason why they do that as well. But that's entirely up to you. But if you want, they've just told me to go for it. If it's what you want, go for it.
Do you think they'll negotiate?
If you think you can't, the money's not going to be there for you, think about it. There's two options. Either go for it or think about it. It depends how much money you've got.
Yeah, I'm needing to take a loan to begin with, so.
Yeah, well, you know, go ahead.
But Spirit said go for it, so that's entirely up to you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to just butt in because I absolutely don't like when people do this. So as a counselor and a spirit medium, I've got to tell you I'm on both sides of the fence here because I believe spirit, if you do not get it, what Bob could tell you is go for it, negotiate, and if you don't get it, spirit's taking you out of that picture for a reason. And the reason is there's something better out there that maybe is a lot less expensive in a better area for you. I'm hearing that so loudly that what I can tell you is this. If you go for it, and I think you should, because if you like it where this place was and you want to be there, then what I would say is hold fast on your money. So that means if you can only spend, I'm going to just throw out a ballpark figure of $500, and now they want $650, what you can say is, well, you know what, you had problems with your last renter, and they've been evicted. You don't have to worry about that with me, but I'm willing to pay what you told me that it was, which was the $500, and that's what I'm going to stick to. Because I believe that if you're supposed to be there, I don't like when people are inconsistent with what they want from you. That scares me in a business. Go ahead.
They've done that because they've had a lot of other people calling with, wanting that location, so they figure it's in demand that now they want to get more money.
True.
And I did rent from them for 2 years, and I have a good, good history with them. I always stayed on time. I was never late. We never had problems,
Then go negotiate. What I'm saying to you is just like what Bob said. Go negotiate, but you should have a bottom line. Because I do believe spirit, if you're supposed to be there, spirit will open that door for you. And I don't think what they did was very nice, okay? So what I'm going to tell you is I think that's a little underhanded. I don't care if they could make more money because what they could have said is I gave her my word, and even though I could have made more money, I'm going to eat the rent for a year or 3 years because I did tell this woman she could have it for this price, and then they could make it up on other units that they have. So I don't I don't love what they did. And that to me, red flag goes up with me. So, and I don't think Spirit really wants to be in. I wouldn't think Spirit would want you to be in a place where they aren't being honest to you. So what I would do is, if you really want to be there, and this is my opinion, is that I would say, listen, I really want the place. You know who I am, and you know that what you're doing is not taking a risk with me, but this is all that I can give you, and whether it's a little bit more or whatever you want to hold on, and say, if you would like to rent it to me, I would love it. And you can negotiate, but what I'm saying is have a bottom line so that you're not a loser in the end, which means that
right.
they get everything they want and you got nothing you didn't, you know, you wanted. Now, if this
right.
area is where you have to have and you have to be, then go ahead and negotiate. And see what happens. If you get it, then you are meant to be there. If you don't and they have rented it to someone else, then then I feel that what I'm hearing from Spirit is there is another place, a better place for the money that you can afford. So just don't be worried about it, because if you're taken out of the picture, there will be something while you're looking that will come up that will be even better, Patty.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. So true as well, what you're saying there as well. Because if it wasn't meant to be, it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, I just
but
don't
you
like
will find, but you will find.
And I've been waiting a month. I left my other job because it was supposed to be available the first week of April. And then the people decided to dig their heels in and make them go through court proceedings and the eviction process. So I've been, and they know that too. I've been a whole month like in the wings and just kind of filling in for different friends that have the same business, waiting. And even a week ago, I called them because some rumors were going around that they rented it to someone else. And the first thing
right.
they said to me is, "This office will never lie to you." And then they go and change the rent.
Yeah.
So
that's what they usually do as well. Sometimes they want more money out of you. But to
yeah.
say you've been renting with them for quite a while, you know, it's not a nice thing to happen to you.
Yes. No. And
yeah.
and I would be, you know, Patty, I would believe that I would take my energy if I were you, and I would use it the same way they're using. I'd say, you know what, guys, you told me I could have it for this, and if you have other people that want it, I understand. I'm going to keep looking, too. And you negotiate till you're not comfortable. But I would keep looking, Patty, because I think there's going to be something really quickly that comes up that's going
mm-hmm.
to be much better. I just feel like I could see both places, and I feel like this other place will open up quickly if this doesn't work
somewhere
out.
Somewhere
nearer. Yeah.
From where you are now as well, the saying, Spirit's
yeah.
saying. It's somewhere nearer as well. Easy to get to, easy for everything.
Yeah, so be careful, Patty, what you negotiate, because you can.
Yeah.
because you know, I do believe in, we all have free will, so if you really want it,
right.
you could go up to pay six times more for it, and Spirit's going to keep putting the blocks and the blocks and the blocks in front of you so that you don't take it, and then when you do take it, then the consequences are yours. But if you have a bottom line and you go in with a negotiation, then just use that as a bottom line and say, you know what? I'm going to keep my options open because I'm a good tenant. So if you decide you want to rent it to me, you know I would really love it and I want to be here. But if not, that's fine. There's other places I'm going to look at. And I'm going to tell you why, Patty. There are so many buildings that do need renters. I can't tell you because of all the foreclosures and things that went on a few years ago. So just keep an open mind. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, girlfriend, and go out there and start looking. And then you can negotiate, but you should have a bottom line. Okay?
All right,
yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, you should have
Thank
a bottom line.
So
the money, what you're willing to pay. Don't
yeah.
try and go above.
Yeah.
What they're saying is the flat market and the house market have dropped out a bit. Loads of
right.
places are for rent.
And that's why they had come down on the rent so much. And when I rented it years ago, it was over $1,000 a month. And now it's, you know, cut in half just about.
Yeah, because
now they
the, bottom's
go up
dropped
another
out, the bottom's dropped out of it a little bit now. And that's why.
Yeah, well, long
so
as
the they're getting desperate.
See, I haven't seen anything, and I know people are looking for locations, and it's got to be in the tourist area because it's tourist-related, so I
it's
guess I'll
be,
just keep my...
Keep looking, Patty, or negotiate and keep looking. I always believe in never shutting your options. Like, I would have kept looking.
Right.
Even if when something came up and you couldn't move in a week, that would have made, to me, Spirit was saying to me, Look elsewhere. And so I'm not saying not to get it. I'm not saying, because it could be that you're going to go back and say, you know what, guys, there's many buildings. I have some options. I'm going to look elsewhere. But if you decide you want to rent it to me, I'll take it now. And they say, okay, you're right, and you get in there, then what the lesson you've learned is to stick up for yourself, because there's always lessons learned. Okay, if they have rented it, because I have a feeling they're sneaky, and so underhandedly, if they have rented it, you're going to be better off because something else will come, and there's plenty of tourist area where you are, plenty of it.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I'm seeing them on Monday. I don't think they've done anything yet, and they... I, you know, said, well, you told me this price. And she said, yeah, but, you know, so many people are asking. It's really busy. I said, it's not really busy. It's just that there's a shortage of those type of locations, and people are wanting it. And I said, you know, I said, you told me this price. She said, well, come in, and we'll sit down, and we'll all talk about it. So that's about where we got left off. So I've got the weekend to kind of look around a little, I guess.
Yes. Keep looking, Patty, and then go in with your bottom line, okay?
All right, my dear. Thank you so much.
All right. Let us know how you do. All right.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
All
right, I will do.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's true as well, that, because Spirit just say go for it, but it's not always you can go for it, but you don't want to pay over the odds.
Yeah, you know what I love when they say go for it. What I was seeing, and I love that, is she does need to negotiate, but she needs a bottom line. Because I believe Spirit's going to let her
because
know.
Because you don't want to be having every month think, God, I haven't got the money. What am I going to do?
And the thing is, what I think that they meant go for it, which would be go for it if they are honest. And they give it to you, great. If they don't, you'll learn a valuable lesson, and that is that you shouldn't wait on anybody, that the energy needs to constantly flow. You're the owner of your business, and you need to look always until something works. And I tell everybody that. People get angry with me if I tell them, oh, they need to join a dating service. Oh, well, I don't want to meet somebody on a dating service. It doesn't mean you are. It means you're moving the energy towards wanting to meet somebody. So to me, anybody out there, if you're looking to do a business, to be in a business, to have a business, and you are stalled in a place, I say open that energy and look elsewhere. Spirit might be telling you there's a better place. So I love that.
Correct. But sometimes in your thoughts, when you go, I always say if you're going to a place, go in, feel it. See if it feels good energy when you go into the place. Have a look round. Take your time. Look at each individual room. Is it for me?
Yes.
You know,
and a lot of
does it feel good? I look out the windows, look at everywhere. And if it feels good, when you go out, you can think, that's for me. I can feel that. That's for me.
Yeah.
And if you're not sure, go look somewhere else.
Absolutely. And when I find a landlord, because, I mean, we are one, and we would never do something like that. If you promise somebody that they have it for a certain price, you better be honoring it. Or I'm looking at the fact that Spirit's taking it out from your package there. Or they're telling you, negotiate with a bottom line and then reverse the negotiation. Say, you know what? There's other places. There's plenty of other places I'm going to look at. But you know,
there's
I'm a good tenant.
There's loads about.
Yeah.
Lots of places around. It's just picking the right one.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily about the price at the beginning, but it depends what your top line is.
Yeah.
What you can afford. It's no use going over that budget because it will not work out.
Absolutely. And then if you sign a year lease, you can always go somewhere another year if you start with the money flow and you actually can be somewhere more expensive. So I'm going to get to the next caller because we don't have a whole lot of time. And that is 206. 206, you are on with Bonnie and Bob. Hi.
Hi, this is Kate.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
Good. I have a mediumship question about my dreams. I always often have my relatives in my dreams. So any advice from them or from Bob about understanding their message a little more clearly.
Right. About your dreams. Are you dreaming about your relatives all the time, or is it from night to night?
Probably every other night.
I think they're coming in to be around you. Sometimes when you're feeling a bit low and you start dreaming, they're always there to try and give you some advice. Have you had a few problems around you at the moment?
I'm just in a big transition period. I wouldn't say it's problems. It's just new, everything new.
So much new around you at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think sometimes they do come around to try and... is your dream specific about your relatives, or does it come in your dreams most nights? Family issues. Have you got family issues around you at the moment?
No.
Right, that's good then, that's good. Because sometimes when you've got something going off at that time, they always come around, and it's they wanted either to come and help you with something around you at the moment, and they will do. Just ask for a little bit of help sometimes when you're on your own, when you sat down, and you want a little bit of help. Just ask them to come around you, and they will give you the answers what you've been looking for, because you've been looking for a certain answer. And at the moment, you don't know the answer, but it will come round you.
Can I ask you what your dreams, I mean, because I always tell everybody, if you listen to my show, and I don't know if you do, but I always say, if you want general answers, we'll give you general answers if you ask a general question. I would like to know, the first thing I want to know is what the dreams, and unless you can't tell us on the air, what the dreams are specifically about. Because I'm getting a whole lot of aunts and uncles that are on the other side for you. Do you have a lot of aunts and uncles on the other side for you?
Yes.
Okay. And they are really, I mean, they're having a ball over there. So I'm seeing a party. And so that's why, it's really crazy, because I'm seeing all this and I'm like, whoa, wow, what is she talking about? So I want to join this party. So I really think a lot of them want you to know, and that's why I'm asking you what you're dreaming about specifically, because I think they want you to know that they are all around you and happy and close-knit, like you would want to see them. But they also want you to know that you have gifts too. And I think that's what they're trying to show you in these dreams. So what are the dreams? That's why I'm really – they're asking me – to tell you, like, they're having a party. Like, what are you worried about? So tell me what the dreams are about.
Well, it is a lot like that. It's like a family reunion, a family dinner.
Yeah.
Everybody's together eating. You know, it is a lot. That's the situation. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what they're saying. They're saying it's no more than them telling you and showing you that on the other side, they are having a ball, and that don't worry about them. Don't even, I don't think you are, but don't worry about what's going on, because they are having a party, and they want you to know that as close-knit a family as they are up there, they really want you to be down on, you know, earth. They want you to see in the physical way that that's what they want for you. So they're really not giving you this big, profound message. They're giving you a message of love, family, home, and unity. So.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right as well. Yeah, that's true. Because,
I hope that
sometimes you need to get out there and enjoy yourself more often.
Yeah, I am. I go out to all the activities I can.
Because you like to go out and you like to enjoy yourself, don't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, well, these people are having a ball. I mean, the thing is, I want to be in that party. I hope I get up. When I get up there, I'm joining your family.
You will do.
My family's a little drama, so I don't know. I like this group. Okay. And What's funny is, and I don't know why they're showing me this, but I'm going to tell you what it is. They're, I see somebody's dressed up like Mary Poppins. Like, I mean, do you like that movie?
Yeah, nothing particular, but yeah, I do like it.
Okay, because they're showing me a scene in Mary Poppins, and it's a specific scene. It's a scene with an umbrella. You know the ones where they're on the horse? They're on that horse, and they're going up and down in the horse, and she's dressed, and they're having fun and laughing.
Oh, yeah.
That is the scene that they're showing me. So I don't – the carousel. So maybe they're giving you a message about having fun, being together. They love this. Maybe they're just saying to you, and I don't know what you're doing, but, hey, whatever you're doing, you know, is all family-oriented, is all fun and friends and light and love, and that's how they were and they are. So I don't know. That's the scenes they're showing me.
Great.
Yeah,
get
out
you
and
get
enjoy
yourself.
Anything? Oh, okay. Do you have a question for them?
I was just anything specific. Like, I know a lot of business people have called in that own their own business. So I'm kind of, that's my question is, I'm waiting for like a unique idea. Like, I have my general plan, but what is it? I'm waiting for my unique spin on it.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you this as both a counselor and a spirit medium. Whatever your unique spin on it is only is going to stay your unique spin until you actually let it out of the bag. So, so don't keep a hold of it. Let's get it together. Let's get it moving. Let's see what's going to be. But they're kind of showing me that you're kind of keeping it in the bag. And if you keep it in the bag, it's going to stay in the bag, meaning you're not going to get it off the ground.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So I hope that, I mean, this, I only have another 3 minutes, and I need to, but I do want to tell you, I just feel like they're showing me this bag that just needs to be ripped open. And again, when you have your unique own, then you say that and you don't, that means that you're hiding it. And what they want you to do is come out with it. So go for it, girlfriend.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yes, well.
You're welcome.
Okay.
No
have
problem.
A great day.
Okay. You
bye bye.
Thank you.
Bob,
bye.
Bob, it is 2 minutes. I love you. I know I probably talk more than you, but that's just my show.
Doesn't matter. It does not matter.
I do want to thank you for being with us. I want to thank everybody for listening. And I will not have a show tomorrow. My daughter, and I want to tell everybody in the 2 minutes, my daughter came in from New York as a surprise and trying to do as much as I can. And she's got some doctor's appointments that she had to do. You know, it's called spring cleaning. My family goes into this mode around May and, you know, April and May. So please know that I love everybody. I love all of you. I love all the chatters. Thank you for being here, all my guests and everybody listening. And I will be back on Monday morning. So have a great weekend. Have a fabulous day.
Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah. Thank you as well. And have a beautiful weekend with your family.
You. Thank you very much. And I'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.